French media say that after Saudi Arabia, the United States is second in line to lead al-Qaeda forces fighting against the Syrian government. The French paper Le Figaro says the weapons used by the insurgents in Syria are initially purchased by Saudi Arabia from different black markets. The report says these weapons, which include Israeli missiles, are then transferred to a number of cells on the outskirts of the Syrian capital, Damascus. That is where the military operations against the Syrian army are led from. The report adds that these cells are directly linked to a command center in Jordan, which is headed by Sultan bin Sultan, the brother of Saudi Arabia's intelligence chief. The report says in his absence, this command room is led by a CIA member. This report says that representatives from the UK, France, Italy, Qatar, Turkey, and even Lebanon's former prime minister, Saad Hariri, are also present in this command room. International lawyer Mr. Franklin Lam joins us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut, to give us more insight on that story. Mr. Lam, welcome to the program. Let's jump right in. Give us your opinion on the revelations by the French newspaper.
Well, I think they're credible. I think they're widely believed and have been over the past nearly 1 year as more and more similar reports and evidences surface. So I think that even if we accept that Turkey and Qatar and Saudi Arabia, and I think we must, are overtly supporting al-Qaeda and the terrorist groups, I think that the West is doing it indirectly, maybe sub rosa, maybe not totally comfortable with it. But the combination of both forces means that the al-Qaeda has enormous firepower and enormous encouragement to expand its operations because of the funding from the West and the Gulf.
And how do you perceive the level and the extent of the involvement of those regional parties as revealed by Le Figaro? As you mentioned, we've got Qatar, Turkey, of course, Saudi Arabia, and even former Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri's name has come up.
Yeah. Well, I think in an operation like this, if they're in for an inch, they're in for a mile. There's no such thing as a penny operation here. It's going to be substantial, and we see that consistently. Remember Libya? It was going to be a little operation. That was an all-out war. So I think history teaches us very clearly that they're going to have massive, massive arms, and in order to quote achieve their victory. So I think it's going to increase unless a stop is put to it.
All right. Thank you very much, international lawyer Mr. Franklin Lam, joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.